And the grass won't pay no mind. Saying nothing.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. Today we are discussing parental hypocrisy. This segment is sponsored by the North Pier Fiduciary Management Company, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Parental hypocrisy. I have some theories and some strong feelings about it, but you know me, I don't have much in the way of strong feelings about anything. But this time I really do.
Yes.
My feeling is that the boomer generation is practicing parental hypocrisy better than any other generation, mainly because a lot of us grew up in the 60s. I opened the show, by the way, telling the story of going to see Buffalo Springfield this week at the Santa Barbara Bowl and looking around the crowd and feeling incredibly old, asking my wife, do I really look like that? And unfortunately, she said yes. So I looked at these former hippies. And this whole idea of parental hypocrisy came to mind, and I wondered how many of them had kids, how many of them were still smoking dope and yet maybe asking their kids not to, or maybe even letting their kids. So I'm curious your thoughts on this general topic.
Well, you know, certainly parenting has changed with the last generation or so, and their parents are less certain. Just as we are, as a culture, less certain about certain things, including gender and what it means to be a man and a woman and how we're supposed to relate and how we relate to each other in the workplace. So I think that sort of goes hand in hand with our generation trying to figure it out. And when we figure out, when we're trying to figure things out, we experiment. Mm-hmm. And it, within that process is a lot of doubt. And so I think the hypocrisy comes out of that doubt, that fear of doing it wrong, that reaction to maybe wanting to do it differently than our parents.
And but doing it differently alone may be considered good enough, just because it's different.
Yes. Well, we can see that that's not quite where it's at. I mean, it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly.
And so,
exactly.
In fact, that's a good part of the work that we do with the men in especially in relationship to their fathers, in being able to thank their fathers for the good and the bad, and most importantly, learning the lessons from the things that they didn't feel their fathers did well. Otherwise, we're throwing away a lot of wisdom, a lot of good stuff that would be helpful to pass on to our kids, and that would help us to be more certain in terms of the way that we want to parent. And I think it would eliminate the opportunity for a lot of this hypocrisy.
I think that's incredibly valuable. I, of course, having participated in many of your weekends and groups, I understand. But the idea of taking a negative experience and turning it into a positive one as far as your behavior is very important versus just ignoring it or burying it. And I think that's a wise thing to contribute to this topic. I am a little concerned about your gender confusion, though, Wayne. Do you need any help with that?
My wife helps me whenever I have confusion about my gender.
Good. I'm glad, because when you talked about that at the beginning, I did get a little concerned.
Well, the confusion about, obviously, you know, men not being clear what it means to be a man today and actually having a lot of shame and confusion about what their role is now that the economy has changed, now that the workplace has changed.
Now that women make as much or more than the men.
Mm-hmm. All that really impacts men. And we have millions of men who are not like previous generations, who are not clear, who are full of doubt. Now, there were consequences from some of the sort of the poor notions that men had and how patriarchy has affected us over the years. But one thing you can say about men in previous generations is that they never thought about what it meant for them to be a man. Mm-hmm. That just was not, that didn't take up their time.
Very, very wise. Very smart.
But yeah. Now thinking about it is good, and picking the best and leaving the rest behind, all that's good, but we do have a few generations now of men who are just not clear about masculinity, and in fact looking at it as if it's something negative, which is, I think, a big problem for all of us, not just the men.
You know, the irony of that is I've often noted that the feminist movement, particularly the first generation of women that started breaking the glass ceiling, adopted a lot of male traits in their work behavior. And in my opinion, they adopted the worst traits of men, workaholism, being a tough SOB, et cetera, et cetera. And yet did not bring the best traits of women to the workplace, which is compassion, listening, hearing, and other generalities and stereotypes that are largely true. I think it's reversing now for the younger generation of men and women, but it is still a time of confusion, and that's your point.
Well, having once worked in corporate America when I was in production doing a lot of corporate work,
mm-hmm.
My best clients were women, and my worst clients were women.
You got me there.
The women who were comfortable as women, who liked men, they were themselves. They didn't have to act like men to be professional and successful and competent. The women who had issues with men, who felt they needed to be aggressive in a male-like way,
mm-hmm.
These women were the most difficult clients to work with because they weren't being themselves. And so the minute someone's trying to act like something else, there are inconsistencies everywhere, and it just creates havoc. So I think it is good now that women are starting to learn that they can be women and feminine and successful, and they can be nurturing and still do a great job and move up the corporate ladder.
Hmm. Very well said. I really enjoyed what you had to say. Can you recall, either as a son or as a parent, any personal parental hypocrisy stories that stand out for you?
Well, you mentioned drug use.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I was aware of. I always told my kids what I had done and why you don't want to do these things at a young age. But knowing that it's out there, it's something that they would have to decide in the future. So that's a big one that I was able to avoid, and they haven't had any major issues around.
When you said at a young age, do you mean you told them when they were young or about how old it's appropriate to use or not use?
Well, when they asked.
Okay.
Right?
And you were honest with them from the first question?
Yeah, never lied about that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Neither have I, by the way.
No. And in fact, I know one man who did not tell, he has several kids, he didn't tell his oldest kids what he had done when he was a child and a teen. And he learned later that it was a mistake because his kids were trying to live up to this image of their father.
Which wasn't real.
And they ended up having drug issues.
How interesting.
And other issues. And self-doubt. Because in the end, they weren't having an honest relationship with their father.
Hmm. Very interesting.
And so he has changed his ways, and he's dealing with his other kids much differently.
Well, we're nearly out of time, Wayne. I usually promote your book, but I think it would be really cool if you did a little promotion for my book.
Well, you have a book out?
I do. Do you know anything about it?
What's it about?
It's about a dad's point of view.
Really? Whose point of view is that?
Well, you've influenced that point of view.
Mm-hmm. I know you have a book out. It's good.
Okay. Do you know the name of it?
I think we're half the equation or something. is that how it goes?
Yes. I would suggest that either my book or your book, which is called?
Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men.
Both books would be excellent Father's Day gifts. It's only a week away, so
they're both available where, Bruce?
They're available at my website. You can get both books at brucesallon.com or at Amazon and however you wish to get it. I think both books are available in Kindle and other form. Thank you so much, Wayne, for this episode, this segment. Actually, you were terrific today. I really appreciate it.
Go on, Bruce.
You were marvelous.
Marvelous.
Simply marvelous.
Have a good week, my friend.
I will. I will not talk to you next week.
Okay.
Because I will be in New York, but we'll talk the week afterwards.
Terrific.
Okay, thank you. It's time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. And again, you can buy my book at brucesalen.com for Father's Day. We'll be right back with Pastor Drew Samzantine Rap.
Hey, man, look at me rocking out.